Well, I think the challenge is to always just try to make, I think what every band tries to do, and I know what Kiss plans to do, always try to make the best music and the best record you can. Many times we look back at other records and say, well, maybe I don't like this one so much, or I like this one more. But when you're making the record, you think it's the best you can be, and you're trying to make the best record you can. And that's all we can try to do. One thing I noticed that on this new record, much the same as Sonic Boom, everybody's really giving it a team effort. But one thing I enjoy is that everybody's very relaxed about it. No pressure. Nobody is trying to compete with other bands. I mean, we're making a Kiss record.
Okay.
And a Kiss style music. We're not trying to compete with any music style or fad that's going on right now in music or other bands. There's no reason to do this. Kiss has survived and stood the test of time based on being just Kiss, and that's what we continue to do now. And we've recorded 12 tracks. All the basic tracks are done. We just finished the last drum track on Saturday. So we are, we started back in the studio yesterday to work on vocals and start, doing the vocals and guitar solos and this kind of things. So we'll be working on the record now the next, until it's finished, basically. We have no pressure for time of when it has to be finished or when it's going to come out. When it's finished, it'll be finished. And that's when we'll decide when to put it out. It'll come out next year. I'm not sure when, but it'll come out in 2012. We're going to work on the record up until the time we do the Kiss Cruise, and then we're going to rehearse for the Kiss Cruise and go and do that and have a lot of fun with all the Kiss fans in October. And I want to make sure that, the Kiss fans know, anyone that's thinking of going to on the Kiss Cruise, they should know that, we plan on playing some more unusual and rare Kiss songs that the band normally does not play.
Yeah.
This is the time, Paul Stanley said this, he goes, this is the time to play those songs that all the fans say, we want to hear more unusual or rare songs that you don't play so often. Paul said this is the time to play those songs because it's mostly more real diehard fans that would go on a Kiss Cruise. On a regular Kiss concert, that's not all diehard. That's a much broader fan base. So we have to play more of the hits and the familiar songs. So I think anyone that goes on the Kiss Cruise is going to be very happy when they see the song list that we're going to play.